could not think the time had shifted or something like that. You were waiting for the show to start at 9 o'clock. I don't know what the hell happened, but if you're still there, hey, tune in. Call your friends, tell them to tune in. Let me just tell you, you know, there will come a time when all darkness will disappear and only the light remains. We're talking about the opposing side, the dark side. Victory of the light. The time is now. We are confirming that fact. You can confirm it with me because I'm going to do the Om three times. Now visualize a pillar of brilliant sky blue colored light coming from the sky, going through all of us listeners here and into the earth. And then coming back from the center of the earth, going up through us again, up into the sky. So imagine we're all sitting in pillars of light going in both directions, sky blue pillar of light. And we ask the pillar of light to protect us from all negative creation and aligning us to the purpose of all good things transpiring. And as we do this, let's imagine there's a mothership of the Galactic Confederation up in the sky, connecting all of us with this pillar of blue light that we are envisioning. And as you breathe in the presence of the mothership who's orchestrating all of this, breathing in connection with blue light. And as you breathe out your presence into the mothership of the Galactic Confederation. Keep breathing like that. Yeah. You know, with our own thoughts, we can connect with the ETs. And we ought to be trying 24/7. You know, we really should. Because the government isn't going to connect for us. They are, you know, in fact, most of the governments in the world don't want us to be talking to the ETs. They don't even want to acknowledge their existence. They want us to lie to us that we are searching for life with our radio telescopes. Ha, ha, ha. And we're still looking. Yeah. Well, you know, that's our government and the rest of the big governments around the world. They're all engaged in the super plot to deceive us and keep us ignorant, so they can more easily control it. Of course, all the governments of the world are still controlled by the dark forces here on Earth. They're all still controlled by the dark forces. Even though the dark forces have been defeated in the whole galaxy. There are no more dark forces in the galaxy. They're all hunkered down here on our little planet Earth, and they're still making our lives miserable. And if you want to find out a bigger picture of what's going on, simply, you know, after the show, visit the portal. And on November 11th, they put out a lot of information about how we're creeping closer to finally liberating our planet totally. And do that. But don't do it now. Do it after the show. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got a telephone and an intelligence level that knows how to use that phone to call in, because this is a call-in video show, maybe the show is Connect the Dots. You can connect the dots, too, if you call in. The number is 888-627. 6008. Now, I said that slow enough. Everybody should have heard it. But if you didn't, you always can on your computer on the side. Maybe you're listening to the show on the computer, put it to the book page, and just go to BBS Radio. My show is listed as Saturday, 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time, Station 1, Connect the Dots. That's where we're at right now, and we are connecting the dots. Let me tell you, there are plenty of things happening, and we should look forward to the future in many ways. In case you're not aware, there's a new moon coming down. If you know anything about new moons, a new moon, you probably can find a black circle on your calendar. Most calendars do list the phases of the moon. And if you find that black circle, that is the day of the new moon. And the new moon is a great time to start something new and let it grow. The moon will be your assistance in letting it grow. Because as the moon starts to wax, that means become more light, as opposed to wane, which becomes more dark, waning and waxing. There's a lot to learn about the moon. Anyhow, when you start a new project at the point of a new moon, the moon, as it keeps getting, goes on its way to becoming a full moon, every day a little more energy is out there coming from the moon to support your project, your personal project of what you're looking to accomplish. If you don't have one, make one. And you still got time to think about that, because the new moon is showing up. Hey, I'm doing a show from New York City, Eastern Standard Time, on that day at 1:47, I believe it is, a.m. on November 20th, is the exact time of the new moon. So if you happen to be up at 1:47 a.m., which is like late Friday night into early Saturday morning, you can set your intention. And that's how you do it. You have an idea in your head, and you can verbally set your intention and then watch it become, grow, be supported by the universe for the next 30 days or however long it takes the moon to get to the full moon. And anybody can do this. If you haven't ever done it in your life, well, it's a good opportunity. You're getting a three-day notice. I mean, if you're out in the Atlantic Ocean or over in England, I guess the new moon starts on November 19th. You know? And you can check your time for that there. But New York City, 1:47 a.m. Saturday, early morning. So, heed the knowledge, pay attention to it. Make use of the opportunity of putting a new idea into motion at the time of the new moon, and then watch the universe support you to manifest that whatever it is you want to accomplish. And that is just more proof that this is an educational show. You listen to my show every week, you're going to learn one thing or another. And this should have been a song, New Moon. From the new moon to the full moon is when you can make it happen. Anyhow, the U.S. government is back to work. Who cares, right? But Trump, I just have to mention, has been, you know, waving the microphone around, putting his face out there, and been talking about med beds lately. Unfortunately, He's not going to give them to you right away because he doesn't know how to be like that, you know? He knows about their existence and that they're partially being used by certain military groups to help out certain situations with people that have been, wrongfully done but freed from captivity and stuff like that. But the med beds are here at courtesy from the Galactic Confederation, the ones that are here. But the world governments do not want them to give them out to everyone. Is that crazy? Well, that's our crazy, power-hungry, money-hungry world leaders. Not one of the big nations in the world. You know, maybe some small island, Tongamonga, in the Pacific, where the population is like 55 people. Maybe they're willing to share a med bed that they get. But they're too small. And in fact, if the superpowers got notion that even Tongamonga in the Pacific got one free med bed to heal all their people, they'd have a missile sent there before you can shout, "Here it comes." And that island and people would be obliterated because that's how hell-bent the rotten governments of this world are in keeping the truth and goodness from the people, the common people. That's 99% of us and north. And so that's the situation. President Trump is not going to release the med beds. He likes to talk about them and all how great they are and stuff like that, but he isn't going to release them. Definitely not. Or he'll wait to the last day of his campaign. We don't want to wait 3 years, so many months, till you get around to doing it there, Donald boy. Anyhow, that's the reality we're in, you know? I only wish that the Galactic Confederation would just land one of their crafts maybe out in the ocean, you know, where it's free territory, and then have a ferry service so we all can all go out there and get our bodies healed. Forget about allopathic modern science. These people are... They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. We could say that stuff on internet radio. This is BBS, Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because I can say it. The quack doctors of Big Pharma, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. All they know is to do whatever they do, which is not really beneficial to the general public. And many of them are nothing but puppets for the dark side, you know, used to infect the population to make them sicker and weaker, you know. And just let me remind everybody, vaccines are bullshit. I can say that again on internet radio. And you can get 10,000 doctors to call up on the phone line here and try to argue the point how vaccines are good. And I might have to ask them 3 or 4, maybe 5 questions to which they will have no answer to and no knowledge of. And I'll prove my point that they are wrong when they say vaccines are good. You know? All their so-called success things is all based on the placebo effect. You know? They con the people into believing an injection of poison is going to help them people. And if the people believe will help them, they know it's poison, it will still work. Is that crazy? But that's how it is. Scientifically, try to prove your vaccines do anything? It's crazy. I mean, we know what they do. You put poison in someone's body, the body responds, desperately responds to get the poisons out. You know? And that's not medicine. That's, sit down, that's bullshit. That's not the right way to deal with healing. Everything can be healed with frequencies. Yeah, it's been proven already. You know, if you had been tuned into this network, BBS, a couple of years ago, there was a guy on, Charles Green, who used to talk about all important things like creating your reality with thought and stuff like that. And you would have learned a lot of information. Of course, CBS Radio, we have the archives. Look up my friend Charles Riemer, who's no longer with us on this earth, but listen to his shows. You know, he had a lot of important information about frequency. He only had a lot of great stories, too, specifically about the three Chinese guys, the psychic surgeons. They could cure anybody of four-stage cancer or worse, and they did it with their minds. And the people would be healed and go to the doctors, see if I still have any cancer or a problem like that. And no matter how many x-rays they took, and they shouldn't take too many because that's unhealthy in itself, the doctors were amazed. Whatever was found in her body is no longer there. And these three psychic surgeons from China were able to do this with anybody because they had the real science and they knew the power of the mind and how things work in this universe with real healing. You know, we'd all like their phone number and make an appointment. But I'm sure in their high in demand somewhere right now, they had to leave China here for obvious reasons. Government doesn't want people healing people. Government wants people dying. It's money in people dying and getting sick. You know, sick, but that's a pun on the word, or is it? But there's big money in people getting sick and keeping them sick. And that's how Big Pharma operates in America and around the world. And they're continuing to con you into believing, and their hocus pocus, their concoctions that are not based on real science, but they're bullshit, you know? That's why they invented all these 10-syllable long words that you'll never remember, because they want to keep you in the dark. Yeah, we'll give them an injection of Agamantidicidamantida, and call us in the morning and see if you feel any better. What? What was that? You know, they create these fake terms. In fact, a lot of the diagnosis of Big Pharma, they just made this up, something they didn't understand. So we'll call that schizophrenia. Yeah, we'll label the person with that. We'll label another person with PTSD or whatever that stands for. And we'll just con them into believing that we know what we're doing, and then they'll come and use our services, and whatever we do with it probably will make them worse. Once in a while, doctors get it, right? Once in a while. But the percentage of getting it wrong is way larger than the percentage of getting it right. And of course, how did they become doctors? You know, somewhere around 100 years ago or so in America, laws were being passed that said, in order to practice medicine to heal people publicly, you know, you have to have a license given to you by a university. And of course, the universities were all fed the bribe money to teach them pharmaceutical medicine. And, you know, there are 35 modalities of healing. And, but the universities were programmed, bribed, and pushed and prodded into educating people who wanted to heal other people via a doctor's degree, because you needed one at some point in time 100 years ago or something like that. Before that, you could use herbs and medicines and old wives' tales and chicken soup and anything you wanted to heal somebody, and there was no problem. People were getting healed, but some of these snake oil salesmen really knew what the hell they were doing. But once the, I think it was the Rockefeller Foundation, started, you know, bribing the politicians to make these laws, you had to have a degree to practice medicine. And that was the end of real healing for people in America. And that's the sad story. And unfortunately, these quacks, you know, Big Pharma quacks, and their promotion team that runs the commercials that they flood the TV with, you know, are just going out of the way to stick needles in you and inject poisons into you. Not matter, millions of people died with the COVID poisoning vaccine program. They want to continue it. They've even moved it over. Now you can get vaccines for your pets. We'll put poison in, we'll inject poisons into your pets, for money, of course. And if they get sick, oh, well, we don't know anything about that. And if you listen to the commercials on the TV, to just get an idea how sick these pharmaceutical companies and doctors are in hospitals and all that, the whole rotten bunch of them, after they tell you about, well, our vaccine might get rid of your pimples, but the side effects are at least a dozen or more, and then they go on naming them. You could have a fever, you could have a bad reaction, get hives, your arms could fall off, you know. But our vaccine for pimples might be right for you. Ask your doctor, whom, of course, we bribe heavily, to recommend our vaccines. There's like half a dozen, maybe there's a dozen companies out there pushing the vaccines for everything. You got a runny nose, we got a vaccine for that too. You got bad eyesight, we'll stick a needle in your eye and cure it that way. Don't worry, it's harmless. And they got them for everything, you know? You got bad breath, we have the vaccine for that. You got hair loss, we'll inject needles into your scalp and inject it along with the transplant. And, you know, you got, we'll give you liposuction to suck the fat out of your belly with a needle, of course. You got toe jam, we got a vaccine for toe jam. And it goes on and on and on. Even the one for toe jam, well, you could get gangrene and your foot fall off. You could have heart palpitations and get a heart attack. You could have loss of breath. You could get bad breath from our toe jam vaccine. But it might be right for you. Ask your doctor. Well, that about sums it up there. Anyhow, back to you. The real healing is vibrational healing, you know? And what did we say? That, you know, most people are not realizing, even doctors don't realize that, because they don't teach these kinds of things. In high school or med school, that the human body has basically seven energy bodies or layers or subtle bodies that all are connected with your real physical body. You know? I'll just list them here for you. There's the etheric body, which is pretty close to your physical body. There's the emotional body, the mental body, and sometimes people, I don't know whether it's having a problem with the mental body or curing of the mental body, there's a connection with the yellow light around the head and shoulders of that individual. Is this somehow, were people seeing this somehow when they, hundreds of years ago, when they drew the pictures of the saints with a glow around their head? Were they witnessing the mental body? And then you got your astral body. It's associated with your heart chakra, with love, with relationships. Astral body is where you go dreaming, you know, astral projection. And then you have the etheric body template, which contains the blueprint for your highest potential. Life purpose, so you can connect with your etheric template body perhaps you can get some insight as to what your life purpose is. Never mind about going to Madame Swami and she gives you the potion and looks in her crystal ball, you know. Then there's the celestial body, connects to intuition and inner wisdom, and we're talking about connection also to your third eye chakra. Yeah. And you know about that? Third eye? It's not just in science fiction movies, it's inside your head. Behind your, I guess, forehead, we could say. And then your casual body, which is connects around the top of your head. And these things can be seen, different aspects, different colors related to these bodies can be seen by people who are called clairvoyant. There are people that have these natural abilities to see beyond the obvious into the auric layers of the body and the colors that are associated with them. I had a short 5-minute talk where I was trying to express my opinions to somebody who was clairvoyant. We had about a 5-minute conversation. And during the conversation, she looked at me and she said, "I can see the beam of white light coming out of the top of your head, the one that goes directly to God." Wow. So some people can see this. I look in the mirror, I can't see it, but whatever. I'll just take a word for that. You know, in relation to clairvoyant, there's a word called claircognizance, which means clear knowing. See how it all fits? Here, I'm connecting the dots here. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got something important to say or connect, hey, the number is 888-627-6008. You know, you can even talk about Trump, the Trumpster, you know, and what he's been doing lately. Most people don't realize that there are certain colors connected with each one of the chakras. You know, that's where that old thing that we did learn in grade school, abbreviation, Roy G. Biv, you know, R standing for red, O for orange, Y for yellow, G for green, oh, you could have guessed that one, B for blue, I for indigo, which is really a dark blue, and violet, your ground chakra. But most people don't realize your heart chakra, the color green is connected to it, but there's also another color, magenta. Yeah, also connects with your heart. So it's a two-color chakra. Hey, somebody could write a song about that. You've got the two-color chakra. I love you too, color chakra. Okay, you know, and don't just take my word for these things. There's books out there that talk about these things and explain auras and stuff like that. You know, I get quotes from people now and then. I come across it. I didn't read her book. There's this person called IDD. She's got a book called The Ultimate Guide to Auras. And there's somebody else I came across it. See if I can remember it. There's a book out there. Wait a second. Oh my God. I can't think of the name. There's another book on auras out there. But the book that turned educated me about auras was an old book written back in the 1950s, How to See Auras. And in that book, in less than 15 minutes, I made myself something on paper that when I stared at it, I could begin to see auras. You know, every color has an aura color to it, as the word is used. Doesn't necessarily have to refer to hearing, but it's called an auric color, like white. When you begin, you do the exercises to train your eyes how to look at a color and see the auric color is hiding in that color. The first color you'll see, first color higher than white, is always yellow. When I look at anything that's white, if it's a bathtub and I put my soft gaze on it, I'll see the white hiding in the bathtub. And the second color you'll see is pink. Amazing. And anything white, if you learn how to gaze into it, you will see first yellow and then pink, and then sometimes you can see them both together. And I think you can even get a little beyond that into green, maybe. But you try that for yourself. And it's real easy. First graders in school can learn how to do that. You know, I don't know what year it was they taught us Roy G. Biv, but they didn't bother to teach us how to see the colors, with a color wheel, it's called. And any first grader could learn how to do that. Why aren't they teaching that in schools? Again, that's another serious problem in our world. School education, public education. The curriculum is set up by, I don't know, evil monsters that want your child to just grow up and serve the big corporations, you know. And yeah, they'll teach you Roy G. Biv, you know, the abbreviation of the colors of the chakras, if they even mention the word chakra. And but they won't tell you how to see, teach you how to see the chakra, and everyone in first or second grade could have known how to do that already. And that's why public education has to be taken away from the government and given to the local community or people that clairvoyant people or people that have knowledge of the real science, the science of vibrations and colors. Every color has a vibration. Did you know that? Hey, this is an educational show. What can I tell you? So that's it. There's a book out there called Aura by Eileen Lee. Check it out. I mean, I know Aura's real. I didn't know it. And the other book she has is The Ultimate Guide to Auras. I haven't read the book, but I know about auras already. But if you don't and don't know how to see them, well, you might consider those books. Now, let me tell you, there are so many knowledgeable people out there. I mean, you go on the internet, there are countless videos of people sharing their knowledge about different things that they discovered. And some, over the years, some people have become, gained a reputation for themselves, like Stephen Greer. This afternoon, I was just watching one of his more recent interviews on one of those 1001 talk shows on the internet. You could be an internet talk show host yourself, too. I'm talking about the ones with the visual, they split the screen, the interviewers on one side and the person being interviewed on the other side, and sometimes they give the person being interviewed the full screen. And Dr. Stephen Greer, he was talking for about an hour and a half all about UFOs and the scam that's been going on for decades. And there's so much knowledge, you couldn't cover all the knowledge of the scamming and the withholding of information in our show. Couldn't do it covered in a 10-hour show, there's that much. But he had hit on some key points that by 1954, to people, at least in the United States, had reverse engineered the UFOs they had caught, like the Roswell craft and others, and were able to have working flying saucers. That's right. So from 1954 on, many of the flying saucers that we have seen and people have reported were actually of the U.S. military. Of course, they never wanted to tell us that, but that's how, and that's part of the disclosure proof. You know, there's fake disclosure going on now, by the way. Anyhow, so back to the UFOs. By the end of the 50s, they were using them in everything, all kinds of spy things. They even engaged in abductions. Not only did the ETs abduct people, but the U.S. government abducts people. The mad scientists that work on the black projects, you know, they do abductions too. And they use these UFO craft to hover over people who are unknowingly being targeted and beam them up, suck them up, whatever. But, they have those crafts and they do those things with them. Very bad. The dark side and the control of reverse technology. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, of course. They've reverse engineered the triangle crafts and then the others. I don't think they've come far enough to build their own motherships yet. The ships that can be 10 to 15 miles long. No, they're not capable of doing that. They're not capable of doing what's called interstellar travel. But they've been exploring our solar system for decades with these reverse engineered craft they have shot down. And then, of course, the military shoots them down on purpose. They don't want to welcome these people. They want to shoot down the craft, learn reverse engineer it, and turn it into a weapon or a surveillance tool. I mean, this is how it's done. The U.S. government is one of the champions of doing this. Of course, the Russians do the same thing. And I bet the Chinese are in on the ball game now, too. But and that's part of the reason the good group here in our solar system now, the Galactic Confederation, stupidly made an attempt to ask to help us. They appealed to the American government, the Russian government, Chinese government, and they all, the answer was no, no, no. We don't want you bringing your technology here. We have it ready. We want to keep it for ourselves and our military and our elite, and that's it. We don't want you sharing it with every poor ass soul on the planet. That's basically it. And over in Russia, when they approached the Russians to try to get them to see the light, ha ha ha, and they were outraged. The Russian military generals, and they were kicked out, basically. Get out of here, in Russian. And when they went to the Chinese actually, I think, began to attack them, try to attack their craft by which they came in. Because they didn't want no part of their sharing of technologies with the common people, because those are our slaves, our worker slaves. We don't want you healing them or doing anything. Get out of here before we blow your brains out. That's the response they got from the Chinese. So I hear, what do I know? Except what other people tell me. And that's pretty much the situation in here. They're not welcome in our world. You know, us good loving people, regular people, yeah, we want them to land. And so during Dr. Greer's hour and a half info bit here, he mentioned that back in 1992, they had a group of humans that we're going to telepathically ask the ETs to land and communicate in a face-to-face meeting. And they went out on the beach in Pensacola, Florida, I believe it is. And they actually, their telepathic communications with these, whatever ET group it was, got four ships to show up in the sky nearby. But they didn't get to land because the military was found out about it, and they were sending their jets over, and so the encounter never happened. And then the next day, Dr. Greer and all the people who participated were visited by military enforcement, and death squads, and stuff like that. And they told them, you better never do that again. Because we don't allow that, whatever. And so that's kind of what we're up against. And they have systems in place where as soon as the interstellar craft, assuming they are, break into our physical reality, they know about it immediately. And they only can stay in our skies for a short time, and they have to leave right away because the jet aircraft are sent out, and they align their scalar direct energy weapons towards the craft, and they have shot many of them down who have dared to come into our airspace. Maybe some of the aliens know how to cloak their ships, hide in clouds or something like that, where they can't be detected right away, or even they have to leave in a short bit because the watchdogs, the killer watchdogs, are sent out after them. And of course, the American government, just like the Russians and the Chinese, they want to shoot down any craft not of this earth so they can find new stuff to reverse engineer. They don't care about killing the ETs, the craft. They can make the craft crash. And talking about crashed crafts, this was another interesting aspect of this interview of Stephen Weir. It started off with the connection about the mummies found in Mexico, I think it was. South America, if you want to be general. There, yeah, mummies were found, and certain groups of people were allowed to go down there and observe the mummies and sometimes take a small sample. He actually got to go down there and was invited to go down and look at these mummies, and they're trying to determine that they weren't allowed to take DNA and open. These mummies that were recently found, and they did CAT scans and stuff like that, and they found some very interesting things inside these mummies. They look kind of humanoid, could be regular humans, but some of them had a metal plate inside of their body, And it was determined that the metal plate had workings had a rare element in it. And it had things that were definitely not of this earth. Technologies beyond what we are capable of doing. And so that's up for grabs still. Who's going to be allowed to further do an autopsy on these mummies? And what information will be shared and what will be kept from us? Still up for grabs. And then that led to the story of a more recent finding. Well, that mummies were recent too. Of a steel ball that hit a power line and they had anti-gravitational ability. The steel ball, or looked like steel, was flowing, sailing through the sky, and somehow it hit a power line, you know, those high tension wires, and which I guess shorted its circuitry out, and began to decelerate and didn't crash into the ground. It sort of drifted slowly downward and then landed in a field on some grass. And it was recovered by people, local people immediately, and then brought to the authorities and then, or the scientists, and it's been under observation. He said he was one of the lucky people to go down there and see this metal ball about the size of a basketball, I guess, or maybe a little bigger than a basketball. But a perfect sphere, had some radium on the top. And the interesting part was they weighed it. It only weighed about 4 pounds. You know, and so very light. Then a couple of weeks later, I guess he was down there for a while. They waited again, or they went to pick it up, and they found out, man, this is awfully heavy. They waited again. Now, a week or two later, it weighs 22 pounds. And they're like, now that isn't a mystery. And then he goes into explaining that they also, upon examination, found fiber optic filaments thinner than a thin human hair integrated into the surface of the sphere all around. And they also had determined that this device was not put together like we put things together. It was like a 3D printer type thing. It was put together all in one piece, including the tiny, tiny fiber optic cables that went from the outside of the sphere into the sphere. And then he mentioned that the best, it's a guess only, how could this sphere, not much bigger than a basketball, weigh 4 pounds and then a week or two later weigh 22 pounds? Sounds crazy, right? But he went on to explain that the type of advanced science that he's come across, that the ETs have, can manipulate molecules to change their shape. And the apparently weight, too. So, a process was taking place after the vehicle kind of like shorted out from the high voltage, sailed down and landed in the field, and apparently it turned itself off, or it got short-circuited and it was not working anymore. And that resulted in the molecule was shifting back to a higher weight, and that's how it became heavier. Of course, you know, there's a lot of scientific work needed to be done to confirm that theory. And, there was a picture of it. I mean, looks like a silver ball, you know, like a pinball machine, the silver balls and pinball machine. Well, they look exactly like that. And the picture that somebody had a camera and caught the picture of it gliding down after shorting, hitting the high tension wire and sailing down to the ground, but gliding, not going straight down, and then landing in the grass, and then somebody picked it up and took it back to the scientists who are examining it still. And what can I say? That's an amazing story. It finalized, the show finalized by saying that Oh, the mummies in Mexico, I think they're called the Nazca mummies, are from South America, but are being examined in Mexico City. Nazca being that plain in South America, on the west coast of South America, that desert section. If you are familiar with that, but look it up and you'll know for sure. In fact, I was in an old documentary from the last century where they took some pictures of flying above and had pictures of the Earth. It looked like a giant spider, but if you know, it was actually a representation of the magnetic field of the Earth. And by the way, hey, the 11/11 portal is opened as of November 11th. Another portal opened along with the 12/21 portal that opened in August, and which means there's more access into the Earth from our galactic neighbors. But there's still, you know, a lot of things being blocked there still. And if you were to go to Twitter, the hashtag Cristalino, or K-R-I-S-T-I-L-L-I-N-E, Cristalino, or and search through her tweets, you'll see, and she also mentions, does commentary on what's on the portal. And then, of course, there's the portal. Well, anyhow, the information is out there, one of those places. That HARP, you know, we've always heard about it. The military likes it for certain reasons, but HARP prevents tachyons from reaching the Earth. Is there did you say there's a caller or what?
No, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well, you know what? I don't know anybody named 30 seconds, but anyhow, tell you the truth, I'm looking at the clock now, and it's time to bring the show to an end, so I'm going to do the countdown and be sure to listen to what comes after the music and visit TV Baby Store. But visit the PBS Radio Network, my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. And hey, subscribe to my show. Be supportive of somebody who teaches you things you can't learn in school. Okay, do that now. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without being clear to the world.